Welcome
Welcome, welcome.
to episode 19 of this podcast. Guys, we've made it to almost 20.
Almost 20. But not quite.
Not quite.
Yeah.
Guess what? When I turn 19, that'll be my golden birthday.
Joke's on you. I had mine 2 years ago.
Joke's on you. I had it at some point.
So, Cade's going to have his golden birthday when he's 30. So,
old man.
Yeah. My word. I am going to crank open this Diet Coke.
Crank it, bro. Nice.
Here we go. Oh, that was a nice one.
Oh, it's pretty fizzy. I like it.
Yeah.
Pretty spicy.
Pretty fantastic. No, pretty impressive. That's the quote.
He's too fantastic.
Okay. So yesterday, since I guess we don't really have a direction to go for this one, really.
Do we ever?
I was kind of asking people this. I wanted to know. I know what Kyle's stance is, and I guess he can give his reason after you, Dylan.
Okay.
But because I think I told you I was going to ask a question on the podcast, and this is it. Okay. If you have a brain, no, I'm just kidding. If you have two pieces, be a man, of lasagna, and you stack one on top of the other, does that make it one piece of lasagna, or is it still two separate pieces of lasagna?
And no, it's still two separate pieces.
Okay, you are the first person who has answered that. And I've asked, let me see, probably about six or seven people that question, and you're the first person to say that. So what's your reason for that?
Okay, so think about it this way. So if you have lasagna in a pan, right? You know, you go and you like dice it into pieces. So everybody can come in, you can just like scoop out a piece on your plate, right? So when they're all in the pan together, they're all still touching. It's not one gigantic piece of lasagna. They're now in individual pieces. So I think they kind of stay in their individual piece. Even if you stack them up, you just now have two pieces stacked on top of each other. It doesn't then become one piece again. Well, yeah, I'm pretty certain I'm right, okay, because I'm always right. So,
Kyle, you give your...
Well, I am of the converse mind. I think that's the right word to use. Where I believe if you stack two pieces of lasagna, if they have the same composition of pasta, meat, cheese, it'll repeat itself. So it then becomes a larger lasagna. But as you were saying that, I thought, if it's not made that way, because you can make really freaking tall lasagnas.
Yeah.
If it's made as, like, let's say two layers of pasta, meat, cheese, and you stack another piece on top of that, but it's not, like, baked that way, that would be two separate pieces.
Yeah, so think about it this way, okay? So if I take, you remember, like, Tom and Jerry, when he would make the sandwiches, and it's, like, this 10-foot-tall sandwich, right? Yeah. Just keep stacking bread. Well, if you take, say you make two separate peanut butter jelly sandwiches, and then you set one on top of the other, you still have two sandwiches. It doesn't become one sandwich unless it's made that way. You have to have the intent of making it one gigantic sandwich to start with. You can't make it separate and then just set it on top and it be... It's still two sandwiches. So...
Right.
Okay, so I'm just going to give my two cents. I know I asked the question, but I do have an opinion. And my opinion is that I don't really know.
Glad you contributed.
Hang on. I will say that I kind of agree and disagree with both sides, because for one,
lasagna is lasagna.
For one, it is Lasagna is, by definition, layers of just different things. But normally, it's topped with cheese. So if you have two pieces of lasagna and you stack one on top of the other, there's going to be cheese, like, in the middle. So technically, that would still be separating. That would separate the two pieces from becoming one big piece. But again, it's still just layers of stuff on top of one another. So it could be just one big piece. So I don't really know. I did actually, when I asked someone yesterday, I asked what they thought. Like, is it one big piece or is it two? And she said that it would become one big piece just stacked on top of each other, just like one, it would become one big piece. And then she said, if you cut it in half, like if you just had like one piece, right? Just like you take a square of lasagna out of the pan, put it on your plate, cut it in half, that would still technically be one piece. Because like it was from the same piece of lasagna.
I disagree. So
what do you guys think about that? If you just have one piece of lasagna and you cut it straight down the middle, would that still be one piece or would that be two pieces?
No, because then to go back to this idea of a pan, then that means that the entire one piece, no matter how many portions you serve out to different people, it's still one piece because it all cuts up from the same thing.
Okay, well, how about this? With like chocolate cake, it is a cake, but you can cut out pieces. But the piece is not the whole cake. It is a piece of the cake. So lasagna, you can cut out a piece. So you make a lasagna, it is a lasagna, right? It is its own thing. You can cut a chunk out of it, and now you have two pieces of lasagna. One is significantly larger, and you would not eat it in one sitting.
Mm-hmm.
You have the smaller piece. That is the one that you would consume. But if you cut that in half, then you have two pieces of lasagna that from that smaller piece, and you still have the one big piece.
You know, we're practically philosophers at this point. We're just laying out some facts right now.
I'm pretty sure this is the deepest conversation that we have ever had, ever. It's like scientific. not even on the podcast. And it's about lasagna.
I don't know. Me and Dylan get pretty in-depth about Skyrim politics.
Yes, yes. You already said that multiple times on the podcast.
And we're going to talk about it even more next week. So tune in.
Yeah.
Yes, I need to actually start thinking about some questions to ask you guys.
I need to do more research. Actually, I don't even know where my research paper is. Dang.
Research papers. He's got like 14 notebooks.
20 years of research.
With notes on it.
Like, oh my gosh.
I just have like a binder, like a full huge binder.
So yeah, I thank you for answering that, by the way. That was actually quite a good conversation. We're not even 10 minutes in,
right?
Give us some more food ecology questions.
Okay. I will.
How about this? Actually, Dylan, you brought up a sandwich, stacking a sandwich on top of one another. That is the exact same analogy I brought up.
That is actually. Yesterday when I asked Kyle. If you stack
two sandwiches on top of each other, that is not one sandwich. Unless it's like you put another filling between the two middle pieces of bread. And it's like a quadruple layer sandwich.
Okay, right. Dylan. Yes. Okay, you said unless you have the intent of it being like one piece. So how about this? If you made a pan of lasagna, going back to this now, okay? If you made a pan of lasagna and you had the intent of stacking one half of that pan of lasagna on the other half, would that, and once you do it with, and you cut a piece out, would that be considered one piece of lasagna?
No. But I do think, have you ever seen, like, so whenever we make cakes, like for taking to church and whatnot, or events or anything, my mom will make two separate cakes, and she then sticks one cake on top of the other one, and then puts icing over the whole thing, so it becomes like a mega cake, right? So okay. I feel like it would work the same way with lasagna. If you made two pans of lasagna with the intent of making a super lasagna by stacking them up, I think that works. I don't think that making one pan of lasagna and cutting it in half and sticking it on the other half, I don't feel like that counts.
Okay, so how about this? How about, like, with the frosting analogy, why do you have so many of those, Kyle?
Because I've gotten a lot of these lights.
He's got,
okay,
like...
So we've gotten from one of the stores here called B&M. We get these, like, color-changing lights. And I've gotten a few of them. So I have, like, three remotes.
He just, like, opened the drawer from his desk, and he just kept pulling these out. I'm like, good grief, just stop. Now,
these have all, like, either died or stopped working on the lights that I have. So I was thinking, because we lost one of our remotes for downstairs, I was thinking maybe we could try these and see if they work.
Okay.
These are not the ones from downstairs. I did not steal them.
Okay, anyway, sorry. I just got I was, like, baffled at why you had so many.
Never
ends. Okay. Okay, so... Like you said, your mom makes two separate cakes and puts frosting, and that's kind of like the sealing factor to make it one big cake, right? Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
So if you made two if you made two pans of lasagna and didn't put cheese on either of them, and then stacked one. Like, took it all out and stacked one pan of lasagna on the other and then put cheese on it, would that, and then cut a piece out, would that piece be one piece of lasagna?
Yeah.
Or would that be two since it came from two pans?
No, it would be one because you made it to be one mega lasagna. That's how it's made.
Okay.
The intent of the meal is to make a mega lasagna. Just like the intent of making the cake is not, I made two, and I'm just going to kind of throw one on top of the other because I can. The intent was to make a double cake like that from the start. So then it becomes
a double cake. You could just take those two smaller cakes, frost them, and have two cakes.
Yeah.
You could do that, but is that the intent?
No.
So what you're saying is it's all basically just mental.
Whether exactly, it's mind games.
It's mind games.
It's in there, please don't hurt me, please don't.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you.
My word, dude, I love that
movie. That in ages.
Terrible Terry Tate.
Hilarious.
That video is a lot. Okay.
Hold on.
So that's like saying, I just forgot. Never mind.
You fool.
Well, I forgot.
Okay. How about I do want to. Does anyone else have any like questions or anything else they want to talk about? Because I can save this next question for another podcast, but I will talk about it now if you guys.
I have absolutely nothing to contribute here.
We walked into this completely blind because we were going to do it yesterday, blind. But we ran out of time.
No! I can't see! Okay. So, if...
Are you okay there?
That was like when I... Yes, we're fine! So that... Kyle just sighed. And it was... Okay. Oh, Kyle's leaving.
Yeah, we're fine. We're just recording the podcast.
We're fine. Yeah, no one was being murdered.
I didn't kill Kyle, okay, Mom?
I didn't kill him, I swear. Yes,
so, we are all fans of the Avatar The Last Airbender show.
Yes, we are.
And I would say... For myself personally, that it is my all-time favorite show.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that.
So, yes, it's amazing. Kyle, okay, first of all, what is your favorite show? And you must answer. And you can't just say Avatar The Last Airbender just because we did. But genuinely give a good answer. Because if it's a crappy show, I will kill it.
Immediately get
just
stabbed.
Any show.
Any show.
Now you will be dead. And Mom will have something to say.
I honestly am not 100% sure.
How dare you? I will kill you. What did I just say, Kyle? what did I we would, just discuss before
I,
you?
I would probably say Avatar is at least top three, if not top two, because I don't know if there's anything else that tops it.
That's fair.
It is the gold standard for a cartoon, in my opinion.
That's fair. That's fair.
And it's what got me personally into shows as a whole. It was the first one we ever watched.
Okay. It's not the first one we ever watched.
What was the first show?
Probably the Clone Wars.
Oh, yeah.
We watched the Clone Wars all during deputation also before, because we watched The Airbender first over here.
Yeah, okay, that's what I'm remembering. I forgot
about that. So, Clone Wars.
So, I would actually say Clone Wars is probably, well, I don't know. I like Airbender so much more than Clone Wars. But it's like Airbender and Clone Wars are fighting for number one, but Airbender wins out because it's good.
Okay. So, now that that's out of the way, I have a question for you guys.
I have a story for you.
If you were a bender, what? I don't know why I'm talking like this. What element would you want to bend? What element would you bend?
If we could choose.
If you could choose, what element would you bend?
Fire.
Okay. Wait, what did you say, Kyle?
Dylan?
I would totally bend fire.
If I could choose, I would pick fire because it is the coolest, and you don't have to have access to your element because.
Okay, we are not going off of the movie. We are going off of the show. The movie is literally.
Might as well just remove the movie. There is no like history because nobody cares.
There is no movie.
It's a long, long way to Boston. And the girls in the city, they look so pretty.
Uncle Iroh is the absolute best.
Is he?
He is. He's my favorite character in the show.
Well, okay. Dylan. So, Kyle, you gave your reason as to why you would choose fire, because it's just the coolest, basically, and you don't need access to any of the
true. Also, lightning comes from that.
Also, lightning
is freaking awesome.
Okay, Dylan, what is your answer?
Also, fire. For the same reasons Kyle said, but the main reason is I could literally chuck lightning bolts at people. So, yeah, my favorite, I guess anything that's elemental, magic, whatever it is, I absolutely love lightning-themed stuff and the idea of chucking lightning bolts. So there's no way.
Who's your firebender? Who is your favorite Greek god?
I don't know. Probably not Zeus.
Oh, okay.
I know he throws lightning bolts, but
I don't think
I'd choose my favorite Greek god based off of if they throw lightning bolts. I'd have to look. I don't know.
No, it's fine. I think me and Kyle are probably more into Greek stuff than you are. I just figured you would say Zeus, but apparently
yes! not.
So I'm gonna give my answer and my reason. Listen up.
I actually know what you're.
I would want to be an airbender because they are so overpowered.
He wants to be an airbender because he wants to look like me.
You can...
Yes.
Dude. Okay, hang on. Do you remember that one year that we came down to your guys' church and we had all of the...
The face painting.
Yes, we had the face painting. And Dylan, you had Captain America.
Oh, yeah. I was actually, no joke. I was talking to Danielle about that Thursday night.
Oh, my word. What you should have done is just get the avatar on your head.
Yeah.
That would be so awesome. Okay. Okay, I need to give my reason. So, my reason is that they are so underrated and overpowered in the show. They can form an air bubble around them. They can go underwater. They can literally fly up to space and just, be in space. Air is everywhere. You could rip the air out of someone's lungs if you really wanted to. You could crush them with air.
I do have a theory about airbenders. So you remember in the show when they go back, this is just a tangent, they go back to the air temple where Aang is from and they find Mung Gyatso.
Did you make up this theory?
No, I did not.
Okay.
They find Monk Gyatso, and he's surrounded by Fire Nation bodies. None of them are burned. There's no burn marks or scorch marks in the entire room. And Monk Gyatso is sitting like in a meditative stance, right? My theory, well, adopted theory, because I did not make this up, is that Monk Gyatso waited for like this like huge group of firebender soldiers to walk into this room with him. He then sucked all the air out of the room with airbending. He removed the air from the room. He went out on his own terms, essentially like a sacrificing himself and taking these like 20 to 30 Fire Nation soldiers with him.
Nice.
Because there's no signs of a struggle. There's no signs of any burning or scorching because they couldn't firebend. They had no air with which to firebend.
I just always thought that when you died, you were like cross-legged in a meditative state.
That's how I'm going to go out.
That's actually a pretty cool theory though.
You're going to like have a heart attack and just sit down.
Heart attack! That's a fairly cool theory though.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool, yeah.
But that would like Aang wasn't trained to know, he didn't know that technique existed because he wasn't taught it. He wasn't old enough at the time.
Okay. I have another question about unless anyone has anything to add.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm good.
So I'm going to ask you guys. So it's basically going to be kind of like a game or something. The two people, so like say me and Dylan have to tell Kyle, like, we would get to like decide based on like your personality and whatnot, what you would actually bend.
Okay.
And vice versa. So like you and Dylan do it for me and then me right. and you do it for Dylan.
Before you do that, I was actually going to say, if I could choose, I want firebending.
Yeah,
I would in actuality. I know, but my personal thoughts. I would more objectively be a water bender or an airbender.
Okay,
based on my own personality.
Now, Dylan, what do you think? Well, you weren't even really supposed to add to that.
I know, but that's what I was going to say earlier. Anyway,
you shouldn't have.
Well, go on.
Okay, so Dylan, what do you think Kyle would be? Because I know what I think he would be. So what do you think he would be?
Thinking about it. Well, try to think, because typically, you know, it goes along with your personality, kind of what kind of bending you use most times. Kyle. I think Kyle would be more of an airbender. Yeah.
Really? I was thinking more of a waterbender.
Oh, I don't care what you think.
Combine the two, I bend mist and fog.
I'm fog man.
That way, yes. Logo. Yes. And Music Man was born. So, Dylan, you think you'd be an airbender? I think Kyle would be a waterbender. So, what do you, Kyle, think Dylan would in actuality be?
Dylan,
I'd like to see this.
In actuality, I don't know. I'm trying to think. What do you think it'd be?
See, I've been thinking about this for like years.
It's like you've been meditating for years trying to figure this out.
I don't actually know. Like, I've thought about Airbender. I don't really think you'd be an Airbender.
Dylan would be the Avatar.
I don't think that you would be a firebender, if I'm being honest. I'm leaning more towards an earthbender just because that's by process of elimination. That's the one that, like, I can't see you being a waterbender, like, not at all.
It would be
like earthbender would probably be the one that I would say.
I was thinking that, but I don't know. Like, I would have said.
I just think I don't think you're a bender at all, honestly.
He's that guy that.
Like, you're the cabbage guy.
I was going to say he's the guy that foams at the mouth whenever the Avatar comes out. That's
correct.
Connor, it's very easy. You would be earth or fire.
No, choose one, dude.
Okay, there you
go. For Connor,
Dylan,
I'd say Connor would be an earthbender.
If we're...
Yes!
Did you know? Earthbenders are the most rare per like
not anymore.
People. Now airbenders. No, you know, oh, no, airbender.
Well, actually, airbender. No, because there's only like, one airbender, and he's a airbender. So, I mean, he's kind of got 100% chance.
Well, like I'm talking about, like, per population, earthbenders are the rarest. They have the least earthbenders per, like, 100 people.
Well, it's because there's the most people in the Earth Kingdom.
I have a theory about this as well.
Okay.
It's about, well, not, it's not about.
Well, before you say the theory, Dylan, oh, wait, you already said earthbender, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, go on. I forgot. So,
the airbenders in the show are very, like, spiritually minded. And they have 100% of them are airbenders.
Right? Oui, oui.
In the Air Nomads, all of them are airbenders.
Oui, oui.
They're very connected to, like, their spirituality, whatever. From that, then it would probably be waterbenders, then firebenders, then earthbenders, being the farthest from, like, connected to, like, the spirit world or whatever. Which is why they have the least.
The earthbenders?
Yeah. Because the original benders were the lion turtles, and there was a city on each of their backs. Whenever someone had to leave the city, the lion turtle would give that individual bending to protect themselves when they left the city, and when they got back, they'd take it away. But at some point, you know, people just stopped coming back, and then that's how it kind of evolved into the world of the Avatar with all the different nations.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, so based on your answers, guys, what rank them in the rank them in like what order you would want to be. So like for me, it would be, I would want to be an airbender, then an earthbender, then a firebender, then a waterbender. Like if I couldn't have, that's the order it would go down. If I couldn't have one, I would want the next and so on. So obviously you two are, start with fire.
I'd say firebender, airbender, earthbender, and then waterbender.
Okay.
I'm very similar. The only two I'd switch is water and earth. So I'd go fire, air, water, earth.
So you don't like the earthbenders, really?
I wouldn't mind being an earthbender, but all of the others I find...
I remember when we first started watching the show... Kyle was like, water bending is so cool. And you were like way in, like, Katara is my love.
No, you never did that.
Never did that, but.
Slight exaggeration.
It's pretty funny to think of it. I want to marry you. He's like kissing the screen.
that never happened.
I'm just kidding. but yeah, that's pretty cool. I think earthbenders have, excluding airbenders, earthbenders have the most opportunity. Because firebenders, you know, they have lightning and fire. Waterbenders have water and ice. Airbenders have air, which is everywhere.
Waterbenders can also bend blood, and they can also technically, using that blood bending, they can block someone's bending.
Yeah, but isn't it only like during the full moon?
There are people who can do it without full moon.
Okay.
As they got more powerful with it.
I think that...
Technically, earthbenders should be able to break your bones by bending the minerals inside. I'm just saying.
That would suck. Like, you go to fight an earthbender, thing. And you're like, benders... you're ready to cast a fireball, and he just, like, snaps your bones. Well, crap.
Like, oh my gosh! You win, but you ain't bad. The boulder's gonna win this.
If I'm an earthbender, I definitely get to be the boulder. Because of the
boulder. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, dude.
Oh, people who haven't watched the Airbender show are so confused right now. You need to literally sit down and watch it. It is the best show ever. It's so well written. Everything was thought out beforehand. There's just so much stuff to get into in that universe, and it's amazing. It's awesome. It really is.
It's too fantastic.
It's too fantastic. You know the drill.
Oh, no, not the drill.
Not the lasers and the spikes.
You know the drill.
If you couldn't tell, we love
Megamind is also fantastic. So freaking funny.
fantastic.
It is great.
It's awesome.
I just did a push-up.
Good for you.
What? Why not?
I'm a meathead. Don't you know this?
Get them sweet gains, bro.
One push-up a day.
Keeps the depression away.
I don't know what else.
I'm so depressed. I need to do my push-up. You do your push-up like, man, I'm depressed, I guess. Well, that was fun while it lasted.
3 seconds. No depression.
You like get down, do your push-up.
Dang it. Very nice.
Oh, my word. So, yeah, does anyone have anything of any news, any crack, as they say? C-R-A-I-C, by the way.
Wait, what?
Craic?
Yeah, you know when people are like, hey, what's the crack?
I've never heard that before. We have a place in town that's spelt that way. It's a hair salon. I guess you'd pronounce it crack and hair. We thought it was Craic. We were like, what the heck is this word?
Well, that's how it's...
What are we in, Canada?
See, okay, I had my my head chef at my work. He explained this to me. People down here, they ask, like, you got any crack? Which is basically just saying, like, don't make any jokes.
I was thinking about it. I thought about it, but I wasn't.
Exactly. They ask, like, if you have any crack or what?
Excuse me, this is a library.
Or what's the crack? It's like asking, like, what's going on? What's happening? Crack is like just, and spelled like C-R-A-I-C. It means just like any news, anything interesting, or, you know.
I always feel bad because every single time someone asks
me, I have any more.
I got nothing.
Yeah. I don't have a life.
I mean, no, I totally have a life that stopped me from recording the podcast, but I don't have a life outside work. You know how it goes, people.
So, they ask, like, what's a crack? It's spelled that way. It's a Gaelic word, so that explains why there's that salon in Scotland.
We're like, what the heck does that even mean? It's not even a real word.
But, okay, that makes sense now. Yeah, it's Gaelic, good. And it means, so it's probably, what is it called?
Cracking
hair salon.
We've been looking at it for literally years. Like, what does that mean?
Well, now you know what it means. It means, I heard that what people say is like, what's the crack in the deke about? Is like asking what's the crack in the deke about? Because it's like asking what the gossip is. Rather than just saying, what's the crack? It's like, what's the news? But asking what the crack in the deke about is. Because when you deke about, it means it's like you're looking around a corner and you're ducking under stuff and you're like looking around, you know, rather than just like looking around, you're like looking around. So like asking what the crack of the deke about, it's like, what's the hot goss? What's the 411?
Good to know. Hey, learn something new every day. We're just filling people in with such fantastic information today. It's only been 30 minutes and we're just laying out these facts, just pulling that.
So we've got lasagna politics. We've got airbending, like the last airbending crap, and then we've got crack.
Thank you, Jim. That's gonna be the title of the podcast.
And we're only 30 minutes in.
It's gonna be the title: lasagna politics, airbender stuff, and crack.
Lasagna politics. I love that, dude. If I ever change my name, like, on the Xbox, it's going to be Lasagna Politics.
Well, what was it you said you were going to change it to before that?
I don't know.
You told me what Lasagna it was.
Lasagna Politics is so good, though.
Lasagna
Politics.
What was it?
Crap!
It was good, but not as good as Lasagna Politics.
What was it? Okay, now I'm actually curious.
I'll ask Daniel.
I might text Daniel. Hang on, I'm gonna grab my phone. I need to ask Daniel right now.
I don't need sleep. I need answers.
Okay.
Come on, answers.
Danielle would know. She remembers
probably
like,
will know, yeah. Everything.
What is the name I said I would?
How are we doing? How are you?
Pretty okay.
So I guess I have a bit of stuff I can talk about.
We are
moving house. You two know this, but everybody else doesn't. So my family's moving house. So we got some boxes today. We got a big box with more boxes. So we're probably going to spend tonight packing away.
Fresh and nesting.
It's probably what we'll spend the next week or so doing. So should be fantastic. I love packing. Finding out how much garbage we own. It's awesome. So, yeah. Nothing super interesting, but...
Yeah.
Are you guys... Are you guys downsizing at all? Like, are you guys getting rid of stuff you never use, or...
We don't have any real major plans to, but we probably will. Just depends on what we find. We have a lot of stuff in the back closet in our house, so we're going to have to go through that and probably get rid of some stuff. We have a storage container as well, so we'll probably have to go put things in that. So, lots of stuff to deal with, but it shouldn't be horrible.
Nice. Yeah.
So what I know what day you're leaving, but what or,
yeah.
or
they're moving on the 9th.
On the week of the 9th, I guess this is some news.
Yeah.
Me and Kyle I've actually got a funny story to tell about this. A classic Connor. me and Kyle work for the same person. And it's Sam the Dragon, like we've already told you guys about him.
Anyway.
So Sam the Dragon is a really nice guy. He's a good boss. But the restaurant scene is not for me particularly. So I recently went and applied for a few different jobs. And I actually got one. And I think it's funny because I went and interviewed on a Wednesday. It was a Friday, wasn't it?
I don't know what day you went in.
I can't remember. It was a Wednesday. I'm pretty sure it was a Wednesday. So I went in and I interviewed on a Wednesday. And I did not know this. I literally didn't know this. Tiny at my work. He was the one who said, like, did your brother get the job? And I was like, what are you talking about? And he's like, didn't he? I thought he applied. And I was like, I have no idea. He never tells me anything. So, I mean, actually, that is something that I say. I say, like, you know, I see him all the time, but I literally
why would you want to? Him. I mean.
Like, I literally don't talk to my brother.
The only interaction we have is when we record this podcast.
Exactly. So, I tell people that. I'm like, they're like, how's Kyle? And I'm like,
Am I my brother's keeper?
I do not know. I don't ask him.
It's weird how, well.
I'm just dead in the sheep field. Oh, I have a story about the sheep. So pause your story for a second.
Okay.
We had our friend
that is
great, called Roscow. We had our friend Roscow stay with us a while back. I can't think of another.
No.
What's his nickname for the show?
We'll call him Ross Birdcage. Why not?
Okay, Birdcage. We had our friend Birdcage come stay with us for a week, just under a week, like 2 weeks ago. And while we were doing that, we had some stuff. Our landlord has a big burn pile out behind our house.
Where we threw Big Bertha.
Yes, one of our old boarders. Anyway, so what happened was, me and Ross...
that was a very, like, random thing to glance over.
We had to go take something, like a bookshelf or something, out to the burn pile. But the burn pile is in a sheep field. So as we went over to the burn pile, we're chucking stuff on, all the sheep start coming toward us. We're waiting for them to like charge at us. It was actually kind of scary. Like they all started, like, they like came towards us. They came a bit faster, so we just chucked them stuff in the burn pile and ran out of the sheep.
I would have been like, "Bring it on!"
Started kneeing them in the face.
So, well, I think they expect it now because every time, usually we go back there to dump our excess grass because our landlord said just dump your, like, if our green bin for garden waste is full, we just dump it back there.
Also, and, like waiting for food.
Well, like it's a bunch of grass, so they'll come up and they'll eat it.
Yeah. Connor, you're going to go out there one day and find Kyle just dead in a field surrounded by sheep. Like, you're crazy.
Oh my word. It's the apocalypse.
We need cows for that one.
They're
Nope. Cows. They could be. A cow's cows in disguise. I don't know. Okay, I'm going to finish my story. So, me and Kyle started working for Sam. Like, I think Kyle started in June a few years ago, in 2018.
June 1st, 2018.
And I started working January 3rd, 2019. So, I was about 6-7 months. It was like about seven months after Kyle started working. So I like to say that I followed him into the job. It was literally laid in my lap. Kyle got home one, I think it was a Wednesday. Kyle got home on at like 3 p.m. or something on a Wednesday in January. And my boss, now my boss, I think it was either called or texted Kyle and was like, hey, can your brother come into work? Because I had already asked him if, you know, I could get an interview or something. So my mom was like, Connor, get ready to go to work. You are going to work. So that was my first shift, and I didn't even get an interview or anything. I just went in. Yeah, it was great.
And I also did not really I interviewed for the job, but it was a shoo-in because our landlord's son and our boss are like best friends since
primary school.
Yeah,
like a long time.
So
that's how we got. That's how we found out about it.
Yeah. So our landlord's son told us. He said, my friend Sam is always looking for work or always looking for help at his place. So I went over there, interviewed, and I was like, he said, oh, can you start next week? So
yeah,
I started next week and that was that.
So it was pretty funny because so Kyle started that week and then like, I just kind of got thrown in the deep end. And it was great. Not really great. It was kind of a very stressful night.
Oh, it's always stressful.
Well,
the stress, the drama.
So anyway, well, it was just busy. That's what it was. So now I interviewed for a job at a car wash cafe. So people are going to come in, get their car washed.
Go it's in a way of the wash. Coffee,
and the price. And a lot of people wash their car. So.
Oh my gosh. It's like those weird like cat cafes, except they just have little car wash.
And wash the car.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm just picturing a big bucket of soap.
Like a really just angry wet cat. Wet.
Yeah.
Let's this crap. Get me out of here.
Okay. So I interviewed. I'm trying to get through this. Sorry. I interviewed. I interviewed and a week. I think it was like about a week later, Kyle interviewed and I for the same job and I had no idea.
Yeah.
And
then we got a call on the same night.
Yeah.
Because I got a call. I didn't get to it in time to answer the number. And I tried to call back, it went to voicemail.
And I was busy at the time when I got the call first. And I was busy. And then Kyle got the call and he didn't get it in time. And then he called back
in the bathroom.
I was in the bathroom, as a matter of fact. Yes.
I was going to bring it up.
That fact, but thanks for bringing it up.
I hate to say this on air, but I have to go. Anyway, so yeah, we get the call on the same night.
Shut up!
And I call back. It goes to voicemail, so I just disregard it. They left me a message saying they'd try again tomorrow. But since I called back, they called me back. And after they called me back, they called Connor back. So we both got the job. It was awesome. They said they're going to provide like a uniform, which is awesome. They're going to provide like steel-toed shoes, like trousers, jackets, polos. It's going
to
be great.
Yeah. So I wanted to say that the reason I brought that up is because, well, two things. One, just like how I was the one to kind of follow Kyle into the job that we both have now, he is the one who copied me into interviewing for this job.
Okay, but I didn't interview for it because I want to quit my current job. I interviewed because I need hours.
Okay, still.
You so interviewed still, for I, it. Yeah, I
did. Yeah, you got me.
He's trying to kill
my voice. I love that. At the end of it, he's like, of course.
Okay, and the reason I brought that up, is the reason there was a connection is because they said that they're hoping to open up that week of the 9th of November. So,
yeah, so it's not even open yet.
Yeah, on the 9th.
And yeah.
I'm just in for training the week before.
No, it's not, no, but we're going to be in for training so like the week before they open, and they're hoping to have it open
the week of the 9th.
Yeah, they said by the end of like this week they should know more about having a solid start date. I'm very excited to start because the company has been doing huge things where we live. They've got like what, 4 or 5 locations now?
They got one up in Scotland now. Yeah. They're like, we're going international. Well, the UK is one country, but okay.
We're 8 minutes away from the border, so it's but yeah, so they've got like 3 or 4 locations here in town now and one up in Gretna.
Yeah,
which
and they're booming right now.
Well, they said a while back they want to have over 100 locations by 2025 or something like that.
Wow,
and they're well on their way to doing it.
They sell coffee. The restaurant that I work at, Dutch Uncle, okay, the coffee that they use is from Bruce and Luke's. Like they order their coffee from Bruce and Luke's, the brand. I guess I'll just say it, the brand.
It's good coffee.
It is amazing coffee.
Like, they started doing coffee 2014, I think.
Oh, I have no idea. And then they brought in donuts. And I remember when they brought in donuts, I was like, holy moly, I love donuts. Oh. And now they're doing cookies and, like, proper ice cream milkshakes. Amazing. Not, like, nasty British milkshakes, which is just, like, flavored milk. It's, like, proper blended up ice cream. It's amazing.
So they do a Lotus milkshake. It is... You can, again, this is my phrase for this. You feel your blood getting slower as you drink it. It is just so rich. But it is amazing.
You like walk out, it's like soggy. Just like everything looks like. You look like the mud monster. You look like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. I can't. You look like the mud monster from Scooby Doo.
Yeah,
or
Clayface.
Yeah, I was just going to say Clayface.
From Candyland, yeah.
The guy from Candyland, the game.
Oh,
what's his name?
Gloppy? Gloppy, yes, Gloppy's his name. Gloppy. Not a lot of people know this. Connor, I don't know.
Looks like true fact. Even the mustache.
I do. You know, 7.5 feet tall, skinny as a...
No, he's not 7.5 feet tall. The candy cane man, I forget his name.
Oh, yes, that's you.
Yes.
Nice.
And Dylan is Gloppy.
Oh, I was going to say Dylan's grandma.
I'll take it.
Okay.
Dylan's grandma nut. No, Dylan's the king at the end.
Just yeah, like King Candy.
The fat king at the end.
King Dynasty.
You guys remember the Studio C video? About Candyman? He's like, how do we just call it? Diabetes Man.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm going to send it to you.
I don't. Oh, I don't remember anything of what happened. Please do. Oh, speaking of candy, Dylan, you, like, a couple episodes ago, we're talking about, like, you like the crunchy
Oreos.
Yes,
I do.
Right? Not Oreos, the crunchy M&Ms in the blue bag. Well, they're actually called crispy M&Ms, and our mom, our listeners, who happens to be our mother, she listened to that episode just the other day, and she's like, oh, so I got you guys.
She just sounds like not, Kyle.
But she got us some of these crispy M&Ms to eat. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. No, Kyle's just a girl, actually. It's Kylie, so.
You know, the Ember Island player from the Avatar, and Aang is played by a girl. That's what's happening here. I actually saw a post the other day that said Zuko didn't smile during those episodes until Aang, played by a girl, came out. Okay. And he started smiling through the episode. That's it. I just found it funny.
Yeah.
I love those two episodes.
They are pretty.
You love them?
They're so funny. Because the guy who plays, like, actual Sokka goes to the guy who plays Sokka, and he's like,
that was
tell these jokes. Funny.
He's like, wow, these are actually really good. And then when he actually says one of them on the stage, Sokka's like, oh, he's like, that's my joke. He's like, who was it, like Katara or something? He like grabbed your face, like, that's mine!
Oh my gosh. And the little kid who runs up to Zuko is like, nice costume, but your scar's on the wrong side. It's not on the wrong side!
Yeah.
Wait. So good.
You know, I'm going to – I feel like a horrible person for saying this, but I'm very impressed that we haven't mentioned
it's over.
This episode.
You ruined it. Oh.
You just broke it. You broke the streak.
The episode has to be over now. We didn't mention Star Wars the whole episode.
Now it's been mentioned twice.
50 minutes.
End the episode.
The episode's over. We have to end the episode now.
We're not even going to hear this. It's just, we're just going to be talking about Avatar and it just stops.
Well, we do have...
That's it.
No ending.
I'm just going to cut it off.
So, guys, I'm pretty proud of us, and that's the end.
Yeah, pretty proud of us. We haven't mentioned and then like a record screech, and then the episode's done.
A record.
Yeah, but
Jedi business, go back to your
job. Go back to your job. Dang it! Come on.
We would have gone full episode. I think we have gone full episode.
The first one. The very
not, first not one. Counting the first one.
Sorry.
Aside from the first one, have we gone a full episode without mentioning an episode?
No, I don't think we have. I don't think we have. Fine.
Okay, here's
honestly,
the deal.
Next week, I don't think we will. I really don't think we will. I mean, we're going. Challenge. We're talking about Skyrim, which a lot of people are not going to. I imagine are not going to listen just because it's like, it's not just about Skyrim.
Yeah, you have
it's
to about kind of have played Skyrim.
So you kind of have to know a little bit about it.
Really get it.
That
would be something
finally. That's how we're gonna start the episode.
Excuse me, I'm so sorry.
The episode next week, it's gonna start, and someone's gonna go finally awake.
True, watch your mouth. That's a little bit stormbook you're talking about. Where are you from?
For the love of Delos, shut up and let's get this over with.
My ancestors are smiling down on me.
Can you say this? Next week is going to be great. There's going to be so many so things.
Eager to die that one.
Yep.
There are. I'm going to look
there's
up
so many
like
good ones.
Deep cut Skyrim quotes.
There's like pull up. That, like, just you can pull up the script for like the entire opening sequence. Just like read off the. We'll have a read.
Oh my word!
Skyrim. My lord! Yes.
It's like the whole opening sequence.
Oh my word!
First, a dramatic reading of the opening
fully voice
scene
acted
of
by
2012's Skyrim.
Every character
scrolls. Yes!
Finally,
oh my god!
You walked right into that Imperial ambush, same as us.
I'm not that stupid. Every time I hear that scene, I'm like, man, the Dragonborn is not very bright. I mean, you walked into that Imperial
ambush.
I know,
ambush. How
do
you
like,
just walk in there?
How unlucky could you be? Just trying to cross the border and you get executed for it? Jeez. Well, where was he trying to escape from is my question, right? Because the Dragonborn, assuming he's...
Probably
he's
Star Wars
life,
quotes.
He's not a child. And he's trying to cross the border from...
I don't know. I think he was coming into... I'm pretty sure he was coming into Skyrim.
We can talk about that later.
I think you...
Well, yeah, that's what
I'm not sure, because they put it kind of ambiguous for role-playing aspects. So you're not really supposed to know too much about your character before you wake up in the carriage. But, I don't know.
True.
By the way, it's pretty stupid and unlucky.
Not too much. Not as stupid as a horse that. Beak, though. Where are you from, horse?
He's dead.
When all its last thoughts be of home.
Yeah.
That used to be one of my favorite What, Kyle?
I was going to say we need to get ready.
Rick, rock, and roll out of here.
We've got loads of time.
Well, yeah. Yeah,
so,
Star Wars!
So upset about that?
A little bit, because it was going, we had such a good flow going.
I'm so happy we had
a really proud mention Star Wars.
I didn't. And that does count as mentioning Star Wars.
Yes, I know it does. And now we're still talking about it.
The episode is just going to be Star Wars. That's all it's going to be.
Next week. No. We already had one of those. I think it was the one with Thomas.
Yeah, we need to have him back on, by the way.
We do. You were the one who wanted like the little mini episode that was like dedicated to Star Wars because he's like, shout out Thomas.
What McKenzie, you're getting called?
I don't know if we're being called that, but that's what we're going with. So.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I'm also
we actually haven't had a guest one in a while.
We haven't. The last one was Danielle. I was thinking that we could have had Birdcage on, but that just kind of didn't work out.
Yeah.
So
you know, we'll figure it out. We'll have
an. I would advise some of my friends sometime, even if it's a repeat.
I think we should have Taylor on again. I think that would be really fun, and she would make sure
we could stop us.
So.
If I start talking about it, she'll just
challenge accepted. You fool. Twice the pride, double the pride.
Well, nice. I mean, she'll smack that. She'll smack that avatar arrow. I'm not going to smack that. Your bald head. So, yeah, we do need to have another guest on. We should try and brainstorm.
Any of our listeners who care. And follow us on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say.
Let us know. Probably shoot us a message.
Slide into our DM. Oh,
I meant to actually say that earlier, but I forgot.
Well, even if we plug it a lot more, we still only have, like, five enough. Listeners. That's why. So, and... well, the thing is, the thing I'm saying, the Instagram won't get that many followers if we don't have that many listeners, and we won't have many listeners.
That seems like an...
If the Instagram doesn't hit, I don't know. It's just a vicious circle.
I'm just gonna, like...
It's an endless loop of no one caring about
just it. Like, we have, like, 4 million followers on Instagram, and it's all me.
You're gonna break the Instagram algorithm?
Dude, I'm not kidding. There are accounts out there who... They're like scammers, and they create separate accounts to specifically follow that account until they have like over 10,000 followers. I've been trying to get one guy tried to scam me, and this guy had like 10,000. I'm like, no way. There's no way that this scammer has 10,000 followers. And so I look in it, and I'm like looking through all the followers, and it's all just like these cheesy accounts. They've all got like one follower or less.
One, hacker two, hacker three, yeah. Hacker four, hacker five.
So I'm like, good grief, you know. But, you know, that's not unheard of, I suppose. Just make like literally thousands
of whatever words, the following, right?
One.
It's pretty funny.
Whatever works.
Gotta get right. Famous, yeah. Somehow.
So, yeah, we do need to have another guest on. I don't keep going back to this. Ooh. I know who we should have on.
She just like barks. Like, just, no, stop.
Callie.
Yeah.
Like, right, Callie?
Callie is my dog, yeah! By the way. I was just telling them that Callie is my dog.
You what? Oh, right.
And also, yes. The sponsor of this episode.
No, it's actually
his Dylan's, name is Dorlan.
Twin brother. Who just likes to bark.
Dylan and Dorlan.
Oh. I was going to say Darren, but...
Dylan and Dorlan. Oh, my word.
Dorlan. Yeah, it is. You how we roll around here.
That is so dumb. That is how we roll.
Around.
And well, I don't really have anything else to talk about, so I guess we could
wrap it up here.
Fine, I'll do it.
Okay.
It's your
turn, right?
Put on a gauntlet.
What?
I'll do it myself.
There's just a snapping noise in the podcast.
Okay. Half the podcasts around the world just disintegrate.
Okay, anyways, thank you for listening. If you made it to the end, hopefully you enjoyed the lasagna politics and the tons of avatar stuff. Next week, we'll be doing Skyrim debate, discussion, whatever you want to call it. So if you've played Skyrim, you should probably listen to it because you'll probably enjoy it. If you haven't, then we don't blame you for not listening because... It's going to be a long one. It was a lot of information you won't understand. So, anyways, I guess that's us for this week. Hopefully you enjoyed, and we'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.
See you in Skyrim land.